That's now the Thursday program. Yesterday, this time is the Wednesday program. Tomorrow, this time will be the Friday program. How wonderful is that? As we work our way through some of the things that are officially in the news, the things that are on our mind, opinions about the hot stuff that's happening. And speaking of hot stuff, Jennifer Horn is here with me. And lurking in the background will be Rich McFadden. I'm in the studios of WMEL in Melbourne, Florida. It wasn't where I planned to be yesterday.
Yeah, because you're on a little bit of a road trip, but what happened? I mean, obviously, I know why you'd want to stay there, because they've got everything, the Space Center and all kinds of stuff. But
they do. We had a nice dinner last night with John and Vern Harper, who own WMEL, where I am right now. And the fact they're even on the air after the tornado that blew through here a couple of weeks ago is a minor miracle. But I also had dinner with Jay Honeycutt, who's one of my favorite human beings. He used to run the Kennedy Space Center here in Florida. He decided he wanted to take me to the Chinese restaurant. Mm-hmm. It was Yum Yum Money Money is the name.
That's what I say. Yum Yum Money Money.
Money Money. It was great stuff. But the day yesterday didn't quite go, Jennifer, the way it was supposed to. I was supposed to be in South Carolina last night.
I know. What happened?
But zooming down the highway, after we had left, let's see, when did we, Meredith and I left, we visited with my stepmother for a while in West Palm, mm-hmm. and then got on the road and headed toward, I was going to have lunch with John and Jay, John Harper and Jay Honeycutt, yesterday, and then just keep moving. And as we were a little late, I called and apologized. I said, well, maybe I'll meet you there at 1 o'clock instead of at noontime. So the calls kept going. About 1:10, we're motoring at about probably 70, 75 miles an hour, and the car is loaded with all of Meredith's stuff.
Right, you were saying it.
I mean,
like,
there's no room to even breathe in this car. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at her and talking to her, and keep my eyes on the road, but I'm back and forth with her. And we were in a construction area, and I obviously hit something in the road that I didn't see, and it caused a blowout. And with the blowout, it damaged a piece of an engineering device under the car that controls this, an all-wheel drive Rover. So it has a little electronic device underneath it that keeps part of the transmission engaged. I don't want to get too technical, but that got whacked too. So we pull off the side of the road. Now, remember, there isn't an inch of room in this car.
Packed with everything.
It's loaded. Okay, so the spare tire, as you can imagine, access to it is underneath everything that's in the car.
Oh, no.
So we're just above the Vero Beach exit, and I called my friend Jim Davis, who runs WTTB in Vero Beach. And I asked him if there were any service stations around that were clients of the radio station. I could get somebody to come up and take care of me. He says, no, I got a big jack. I'll come up and help you. Well, in the meantime, I had jacked the car up and had we put the chocks in front of the wheels, and I'd taken the old tire, the flat tire, off and was putting the new spare tire on, which required the car to be a little higher up because it's not as big a tire.
Right, and everything fell out.
I jacked the car up a little further because they have these little places in the frame where the button, if you will, there's a piece of steel that little fits into a place on the frame. So I've got it located, and I've changed hundreds of tires in my life, so it's no big deal. Except it's hot, like 95 degrees.
Oh, really?
The macadam is like 190 degrees, and I'm right on the edge of it because I want to have the jack on the macadam, not on the grass. So the cars and trucks are zipping by me. Meredith is nervous as could be, and all of our stuff is sitting on the side of the road, or all her stuff is sitting on the side of the road. So anyway, the jack fails, and the car comes down on the tire. And so, fortunately, Jim Davis from WTTV is on his way in his pickup truck. We put a big jack under it. We jack it up and put the spare on and drive ahead because we've decided we better get at least one new tire. And maybe there was a puncture mark in the tire from wherever I had hit something on the road. And so the tire was junk. So we go to the nearest tire store, and, of course, the Rovers have big tires on them. Guy doesn't have the right tires. Firestone store, very nice. He says, go up the road to the next place and see if they have. So we go up to the next exit, and you think they have the size tires there? No! So we keep going, And we're going to go to the Rover place that's here in Cocoa, and there's a tire store not far away. And so we stopped and got the Ken's, I think was the name of the place. Anyway, we picked up a couple of new tires and went over to the Rover place, but they were closing. So they said, okay, bring it back tomorrow. Anyway, the bottom line is you can see the excitement in the video of the day today. Meredith's got a new iPhone. Meredith's got an iPhone now. So she takes shots of us changing the tires so that you can see Jim Davis from WTTB in the shot. You can see me climbing around in the car, around the car, beneath, you know, all over the place. And so it is, Richie's dubbed it Doug and Meredith's Great Adventure. So the video of me changing the tire with Jim is at DougStephan.com today. Also, what we have done, Meredith's been doing a lot of research, found a bunch of old photos of me through the years of the program. So if you want a trip down memory lane as far as the program is concerned, the pictures are posted at DougStephan.com as well. Meanwhile, a lot of things are going on. The NRA school safety plan. What do you think about that, Jennifer? What do you think ought to be the way to fix this problem? NRA says everybody, teachers, principals, everybody should be armed, or there ought to be officers in the doors or doorways of the schools. And I listened to a discussion, a pretty good discussion on The View yesterday, where two or three people, and mostly, though, it was Elizabeth, who said, we have guards here at ABC. You can't right. get into ABC. Somebody's standing outside with a gun. So right. are we more important or less important than school students? And that's a pretty good argument, actually. I don't know that I like having the schools having to have an armed guard.
Well, it's terrible that you have to have an armed guard, but at this point you do. And, hey, they do it in Israel, and they don't have anybody breaking into schools in Israel with yeah. an armed guard. You know, I'll tell you, it'll distract people at least, or at least make them maybe think twice.
Most of the evidence points to the single largest common factor in all of these incidents with guns is the fact that the perpetrators were either actively taking powerful psychotropic drugs mm-hmm. or had been at some point in the immediate past before they committed the crime. And if you look at these studies that now are being done, Jennifer, going back more than a decade, as well as a lot of documents from certain pharmaceutical companies that suppress the information, it does show that these selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors is what they're called, mm-hmm. have and the unreported side effects have been really the bottom line to people committing suicide and to committing violent acts.
It says right there in the warning on those, on the SSOI, isn't that what they're called, inhibitors or something like
they're
that?
They're called SSRI drugs.
SSRI,
yes.
There you go.
Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors.
Got it. So, you know, when you read the little thing that comes with the pill, you know, those are the mm-hmm. things that it tells you. It can cause manic behavior. It can cause suicidal thoughts. Mm-hmm. I mean, they knew that this was a problem, but those drugs also do a lot of good for a lot of people. So, again, it's hard to see who it's going to work for and who it's not.
888-302-3684. You'll follow us on Twitter and also on Facebook, facebook.com/Good Day Show, and at Twitter, @Good Day Show. Up next, Mark Cuban talks about Brittany Griner. You know who she is?
No, I don't.
We have all of this conversation. There are two interesting sports stories. I don't normally spend a lot of time talking about sports, but the Rutgers basketball coach mm-hmm. situation and the videos that have surfaced make me think of, for some reason or another, Penn State all over again. And then this woman who is apparently a very good WNBA player, as I understand it, and I maybe need to be corrected here, she's a college player now, but does Cuban want to hire her to play for the Dallas Mavericks?
Oh.
That's what I'm trying to get out of this. 16 past the hour on Good Day.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Ed. Yeah. All right, hi. So we're just talking. Hi, Jennifer. We're talking about the late night battles. Conan O'Brien has settled in and yes. Seems to have found a
he's
pace
renewed.
And a place.
He's happy. He's over at, yeah, at TBS, right. And it's okay.
Yeah, right. It works there. So there's nothing at Fox, and Fox is a bigger, more important network than TBS is. For whatever the reason, they didn't want to hire Conan O'Brien. They do want to hire Jay Leno. And with all the hoopla, Letterman, we were just talking off the air about Letterman being basically of no consequence anymore. He's got people who are older that want to watch him. That's fine. Leno attracts across the board. Mm-hmm. And so he's got the Jimmy Fallon thing, though. NBC is all about it. And people are getting ticked off because they like Jay Leno.
Of
but
course.
Then there are, right, I heard the ladies talking about, ladies on The View, about why people don't like Jay Leno. Who doesn't like him?
The only people that don't like him are the ones that think that he did something to get Conan out of his job or something like that. Of course he didn't.
Yeah,
NBC stations asked for that to turn over, or they made a bad decision. This is going to be the same thing that happens again. Because Jimmy Fallon, although I think he's very talented, is great where he is. I don't know if he's Tonight Show ready yet, because he's not as mainstream, and he's not as accessible as Jay Leno.
Right. No. And you know what? Wouldn't it be interesting if they come back to Jay Leno for the...
I don't think they can anymore. I think he's done, don't you think?
He'll have another gig. He'll have another gig and do well at it. It's really pretty pathetic, actually, the reality here. At any rate, this is Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden around in a few minutes. It's 20 past the hour on Good Day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know, because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say, show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
About this song, everybody was talking about it during this week in 1975. It was number one song in America. Minnie Riperton, who died of, I think, breast cancer at an early age, with a song that brought her, because the way it was presented, the way she sounded, Jennifer, Loving You is a wonderful.
Very recognizable.
Yeah, it really is.
Do you want me to scream again for you?
No, you don't have to do that. Like the dog that was the feature of the day yesterday. We were driving along before we had the flat tire. Maybe it was afterwards. And Meredith got out her iPad. No, it was her iPhone. And showed me the dog. I had not seen the video that we had at DougStephan.com yesterday. Of this bulldog singing along with Luciano Pavarotti. It was hysterical. It was just, it was almost as good, Richie, as the video of the day today.
Oh, no. The video of the day today is special.
Yes, it is. All right. So, from music to laughs, the late night shows, Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno, David Letterman, and Jimmy Fallon here from last night.
A lot of attractive women. A lot of attractive women. My case in point. Call me. It's never worked in all these years. No, a lot of attractive women here tonight. This is a fun fact for you. In Atlanta, there are 4,000 more females than males. Yeah. Of course, 2,000 of them are Tyler Perry in drag.
Folks, I gotta be honest with you. Had a really awkward day today. Had to call David Letterman and tell him he didn't get the Tonight Show again. Awful. I want to congratulate our good friend Jimmy Fallon. He is a hell of a guy. He's going to do a great job. Yeah. I have one request of Jimmy. We've all fought, kicked, and scratched to get this network up to fifth place. Okay? Now we have to keep it there. Jimmy, don't let it slip into sixth. We're counting on you. We're counting on you, Jimmy. And I tell you. Things move so quickly. You know, Jimmy hasn't even taken over yet, and the rumor's already starting. Like NBC says, in 5 years, they plan to replace Jimmy with Justin Bieber. They're moving too quickly.
Huh. Yeah.
How many folks earlier today saw the white smoke coming out of the chimney at NBC? Anybody see that?
We have a new pope.
I got a call from my mom today. She says, "Well, David, I see you didn't get the Tonight Show again."
Yeah.
you gonna do, Mom? It seemed like we just went through this. Didn't we just go through this?
Yes, we did just go through it.
Jay Leno now is being replaced, and this is the second time this has happened.
Yes, yes.
I mean, it's been crazy. He's being replaced by a younger late-night talk show host. What could possibly go wrong?
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is Late Night with Jimmy Fallon for now. Thank you. You guys probably heard the news. I'm going to be taking over for the Tonight Show next February.
You know what? Not classy.
No. But don't worry. Until February, our focus is right here on whatever this show is called. That's our first priority.
I think he will, me not wanting to be necessarily the naysayer, he will fail miserably. And NBC will once again realize that they've screwed up. And they deserve every shot.
Not very smart.
They can't help but screw
stupid.
Up. Yeah. All they have going for them is the voice. That's about it.
Fallon is very good, but NBC is just, they just don't know what
not
they're
that
doing.
Good. 28 past the hour. Good day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. 2013 is promising to be a busy year when it comes to celestial events. If you want to make a real vacation out of your stargazing, then a company called Eclipse Tours is hosting a cruise on Seabourn during the solar eclipse in late October. You'll sail from the Canary Islands to Barbados with expert scientists with the goal of catching a solar eclipse, meteor showers, and other astronomical sightings. For a real bucket list experience, a company called TravelQuest International has a safari in Kenya. What that means is that you get to do some serious stargazing from one of the clearest and most remote viewing points in the world. Now, if that's out of your budget, then just head outside in late November when Comet Ison is expected. It will be the brightest comet that any of us has ever seen before, visible from many points all over the world. And it's not just a one-night show. The comet should be visible for almost 2 months. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Quite often we find ourselves thinking we should have done things sooner.
I love that we took this vacation.
I know. We should have done this a long time ago.
Sooner is just better than later. And now you don't have to wait till later to own the car of your dreams. Thanks to a surprisingly affordable certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And with exceptional 1.99% financing on select models, now through April 30th, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. And your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes, revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
It's a very good day. This is the Good Day program as we get further along here, the first week of April. April love. We love April as it brings springtime in nicely. Thursday it is, and the weather around the country today, not bad. Richie, was supposed to get cold again where you are in Washington. What was it?
28 degrees when I left the house this morning.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
I had to scrape the windshield on April 4th.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like 82 here.
That is a shocker.
It was 95 yesterday.
That's
as I changed
hot.
A flat tire on the interstate. Talk about that in a few minutes. Let's get to a couple of sports stories. This is not necessarily a sports program, but Richie and Jennifer and Roberta and I and Kenny talk about some of these things because there is certainly interest in what went on at Rutgers. I thought about it when I first saw it. I think, this is another thing, a cover-up just like they had at Penn State. Don't these people learn? But is there so much money in these basketball seasons that the college people turn the other way? This guy looks like a barbarian. You see the video that was on ESPN. He's kicking the kids in the private parts.
No, he's not kicking them. He's throwing balls at them.
At their private parts.
At their private parts, at their head. He's grabbing them and roughly moving them around the court. You know, I wouldn't say he's beating them, but he's definitely roughly grabbing them and moving them around the court, throwing balls at them violently.
Inappropriate behavior is the question.
Yes.
Is that inappropriate behavior?
Yeah.
Yes, we pretty much agree. 888-302-3684. So he's been fired, but the controversy isn't about the fact that he was fired, but that it took so long.
The controversy is about the fact that he wasn't fired.
I thought he was fired yesterday.
No.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, before now. Yeah.
Right.
They just fined him.
In November and December, they saw these videos, and they suspended him for 3 games and suspended him for $50,000. So now the director is on notice. That guy's probably not going to last long. They're going to need to have somebody
take the fall. Some other piece of blood.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yep. All right, so that's what's going on at Rutgers. What say you about that? And you wonder about how many other colleges have coaches like this. Is it just for Rutgers? No. Is it just basketball? No. Is it across the board? No. But are there people that need to be disciplined? Yes.
I'm sure. And so I would think this story maybe gets people back on the straight and narrow again. I think people forget that we're in a society where we can tape everything, where we can record everything.
Right,
and
everything
you know,
video.
People forget that part. It's like, here's the reminder, you're going to get caught if you do something stupid.
Yeah, anything. And in a way, isn't that good? The new conscience of the world is an iPhone. That's the conscience of the world.
Back in the days when Bobby Knight was kicking kids around.
Right, throwing chairs at them.
Right. No, nobody knew any better, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody knew he had a fiery temper. But I cannot believe, and this is what I can't believe about this thing, this Mike Rice guy wouldn't think that at some point this is going
Somebody's going to catch him.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly, yeah.
I mean,
what
come
do you
on
think,
now.
Man? And if you don't believe that the iPhone and the iPad are the new conscience and vision, actually, of the world, just check out our video of the day today at DougStephan.com. Richie edited a few bits and pieces that Meredith took with her new iPhone of me and what a wonderful Jim Davis from WTTV. I have yesterday.
How great that he came and rescued you. That's pretty cool.
Not that I had planned the day, but I spent the day with two general managers of two stations that have carried this program for a long time. I have a great relationship with, and it became even better yesterday. Jim Davis, God love the guy, he runs five or six stations down in Vero Beach, and I've been on WTTB for ages and ages and ages. So I'm driving through, and I wanted to call and say hi to him. So we talked for 15, 20 minutes on the phone, and when we get above Route 60, which is the direct line over to Vero Beach, I'm tooling along. We're doing about 75 miles an hour. Meredith and I are talking about stuff, and I'm looking over at her, and we're laughing, and all of a sudden, kaboom, the tire explodes on the interstate. I'm hustling around. I'm a good driver, and I don't worry. I said, there's something wrong, though. Obviously, you could feel it in the car. So you pull over to the side. We pulled over, and Meredith has more stuff than you can possibly imagine. She's down there for 3 months.
Like the great thing about
3 years
is they had to unload all of the stuff at the back of the Rover.
Right. Yes.
So you look at it, it looks like they've been evicted from a home. There's just like these plastic cartons of stuff all over the side of the road. So it looks like you're living on the side of the road there.
Can I ask this question then? So is this something, was she like cleaning out a house, or was this something that she brought
she
with
goes
her?
To Florida for the winter, and she brings all this stuff down.
So she brought all that one way, and then she brings it back.
Right.
I got you.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
I was just curious.
She doesn't own a place there. She goes down for 3 months, rents a place, and then comes back again, so she brings all this stuff down. Not like me in California. I just have a home. I don't have to bring anything back.
Well, you, like, operate with, like, a pair of corduroys and a toothbrush.
Doug packs in his briefcase.
I know.
All right, let me see. I got all my checkbook and a pair of corduroys. All right, I'm good.
Actually, I have new jeans that are quite stylish, Richie. You'd be very impressed.
So I saw you had poor Jim Davis out there in a tie.
Jim Davis was dead. He had a tie on. He got grease on his shirt. We got to get him a shirt.
He brought
a jack. Because what happened was the jack for the car. I got at the jack. I jacked the car up. I took the old tire off, and I put the new tire on, and then the jack failed because there's still a lot of weight in the car. For whatever the reason, the jack didn't work. It came down, but luckily it came down. The tire was on the rim. It just hadn't put any. I hadn't put the bolts back on, the nuts back on yet. So it was just there. And Jim brings. I said, "Do you have?" I called him up and I said, "You wouldn't believe this. I'm on the side of the road. Do you have somebody who's a sponsor at WTTV who, you know, maybe runs a garage or something? You can come up and give me a quick hand because I need a big jack." He says, "No, no, I got a jack at home. I'll be right there." So he goes to his house, got a pickup truck, throws a jack in the back of his.
I noticed he had a hydraulic jack.
Yeah, it's something like I'd use on the farm. It was a real heavy-duty jack. So we jacked the car up, put the spare tire on, and get it ready to go, and we can't fit the spare. We can't fit the tire in the car. There's no. We either leave some of Meredith's clothes on the side of the road, or we. He says, no, no, I'll throw it in the back of my pickup truck, and we'll go up the road. There's a tire store up the road. So we go up the road about, 8-10 miles. There's a Firestone store, pulling a Firestone tour. These damn Rovers have 20-inch tires on them, and they don't. Yeah. Nobody stocks those things. So the guy says, go up to this guy and see him. He's got a sports store. He'll fix your head. Guy's go up to the next store. Nope, don't have them. Just sold out of the last two yesterday. All right, so now we go up. The next place is to Merritt Island, where we are right now, where WMEL is. There's a great tire dealer. The guy's name is Ken. It's called Ken's Tires. Anybody who's here, go see the guy. They took one. We were in and out of there in 25 minutes. In and out in 25 minutes. And we were down to the Rover place to have the noise underneath the thing checked. Merritt's got to go back there this morning. But the people here are very service-oriented. I would say that, I don't know that I would, I'm not, I won't, I can't say that legitimately because I haven't had the experience with people, let's say, further south from here. But I will tell you that the folks in this town are very service-oriented, and they did a great job. So then last night, John Harper and his brother Vern, who run the radio station here, had dinner with Meredith and me, and God love Jay Honeycutt all day long. I was supposed to have lunch with him yesterday, the fellow that ran the this shuttle program and then the space station for 4 years, but he worked for NASA for pretty much his entire career. He wanted to have dinner with me. We were going to have lunch, and then he got pushed to dinner, and he brought us to a little Chinese place, Richie, called Yum Yum Money Money.
Oh, sounds good.
It was good. It was actually great. I love talking. Everybody loves listening to him. And his great stories about Meredith was fascinated with, you know, he's very modest about what he's done there. But he's done wonderful things. This whole place is a fascinating place. And as you know, I've come here many times for space launches, many times to visit with John. And it's neat to be here. Not necessarily under these circumstances, but it is just a neat area. So I was planning on having dinner with you tonight in Washington. Don't think I'm going to get that far. We'll kind of see what's what, who's who. Now, speaking of being on Interstate 95 and seeing the video of the day, Doug and Meredith's wonderful adventure, yesterday south of us in Miami, listen to this. There's a
By the way, let me help you out when you do these cross-country trips.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Richie.
AAA.
Yeah.
She has AAA.
That? Oh,
she has AAA. Meredith's got AAA.
Then
I just said I'll fix
call?
It myself. I don't want to use AAA. I said, I can do this myself. I don't need AAA.
Oh, you're showing off. And then you're like, oh, but I have to call my friend to come
out? Right. Then my jack doesn't
work. Why
wouldn't
you just call AAA?
So I have to call a guy to come out here in his coat and tie, have him go home and get his jack.
He didn't have a coat on. All right, let's keep moving, can we?
AAA.
The story south of here, the police chase in Miami. The driver of an SUV
chased. Wait a minute.
All right, we still on this other thing?
No, yeah, I don't want to leave this, actually. This is actually deeper than you let on.
Really?
You just wanted to show off in front of the girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Let's
unpack the car, honey.
I don't know. Drag this puppy out there and do this for me.
I do not have to show off for Meredith.
Watch this.
What I'm capable
of. I'll have this thing swapped out in no time.
Could you massage my muscles while I jack up the car?
Nice, Jennifer. Can we keep moving now back to...
How did that work out for you?
Actually, not badly, Rich.
Was he impressed?
Anyway, this SUV that's being pursued by the police going the wrong way on Interstate 95, these Maronis, why would the police chase this guy up the interstate the wrong way? He crashes head-on into a minivan and kills all four of the people in the van. Innocent people killed. And, of course, the police are saying it was this guy's fault. There's no question that it was. 24-year-old guy. Question about whether he's an illegal immigrant at this point in time or not. They had noticed some activity in the vehicle, but they didn't define that. They observed him throwing a weapon from his car. They didn't know whether he'd shot somebody in the car or whatever. So he starts heading up 95 in the wrong direction. As it turns out, they chase him. It looks like a California chase up the interstate, like what they do on the 405 there. So as to say, the minivan was broken into pieces. The engine of the SUV was completely tossed out of the car, crashed. At the crash, the impact was so... And unluckily, the guy who was responsible for it doesn't get killed.
Yeah,
breaks
that's, the way
ribs.
Always, that's the way it always works.
I mean, what a disgusting reality. So anyway, that was a tragedy that a lot of people be talking about today. Meanwhile, at 14 before the hour, this is Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here?
withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details. At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by General Mills. Before award season takes its final bow, it's time for the people to show off their good taste by awarding the best food experiences across the USA. The Munchies People's Choice Food Awards are back. Once again, the public can vote for their personal favorites in the world of food. TV personality and chef Andrew Zimmern.
I've partnered with Tablespoon.com on the Munchies, the first ever People's Choice Food Awards. Together, we're going to celebrate everything we love about food in America. We assembled a panel of experts from all areas of the culinary world to come up with a short list of their personal food favorites. Now, we need your vote to help determine who is really the best of the best.
The people can view the Munchies nominees on Tablespoon.com from April 1st to April 30th and vote for their favorites once a day. The Munchies winners will be announced in early May. For more information and to vote, visit tablespoon.com/themunchies. I'm Dan Marin.
All right, the situation with this Baylor University, I think she's a senior, Brittany Griner, isn't she a senior at Baylor?
Yes, she's a senior.
All right. She is a top pick in the WNBA draft, but Mark Cuban, who owns the Mavericks, says maybe he'd draft her as well. How would it be for a woman? Is this an age-old story like women playing football? Or do women have a better chance if they're good at basketball because it's not such a contact sport? Although
she's
I was watching.
It's a contact sport. Yeah,
yeah, she's 6'8" and a standout star in the WNBA. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Cuban says if we don't draft her, she is 100% welcome to come try out. And I don't care if she's the best, I will put her on the team.
Yeah, he's doing this for publicity.
Yes.
Sorry. He's a publicity hound, and he loves it, and that's what he's doing.
Well, is that fair to Brittany Griner to say that?
It's not fair to her because she gets her hopes up. She's never going to get chosen unless they change the rules of the basketball league. Why?
What rule do they need to change?
They need to let, if they start letting women in, she cannot be the only woman in an all-male basketball league. Because there's going to be too many issues. I'm sorry, you want to make me seem like the non-strong female here? I'll tell you what, she's going to get an elbow to the head, and then she's going to sue everybody. It's going to be a big problem.
Well, the locker room is the first thing.
The locker room is an issue. I mean, it's just,
right.
Here's a guy named Dick.
I wish it would happen. That'd be cool.
But hey, listen.
In high school, she is an unbelievable women's basketball player, but she would sit on the bench because the men wouldn't.
Yeah. She would get no respect. She would be picked on. I mean, it would just be a bad situation.
Let's see. There's a movie out now, something like this, called The Jackie Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where he got no respect and people didn't want to play with him.
Hey, you know what? If we want to make this about adding women to the league, I'm all for it. But you can't, it's going to be difficult to be.
I'm not about adding women to the league, but hey, listen.
Why not?
If she can pull her weight and she can play, why not? Who cares?
Here's Ed who says she would be beyond overmatched. What a joke. Anyway, so
yeah, I don't care whether it's a woman or not. She's a great player and she can outplay some of the guys that are trying out. Let her go.
10 before the hour on Good Day.
Yeah, thank you.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
On Thursday, the 4th, it's 4-4. It's too bad it isn't the 14th. No, that's next year. We'll do this year.
Yeah, we'll be there soon enough. Let's just enjoy 13.
Let's have some tech talk here. Major cyber attacks affect banks. We'll talk about that in a minute. First, though, Shelley Palmer talks about a threat to Amazon Prime, Google's Shopping Express.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. Shouldn't your hotel rewards be instant too? At America's Best Value Inn, there's no waiting. Join our value club and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, look out Amazon Prime, Google is coming for you. Google recently announced a program it's working on called Google Shopping Express, with a main selling point being same day delivery. That means you could order a new frying pan from Walmart.com on your lunch hour and have it delivered in time to use for dinner that night. Rumor has it the service will cost between $64 and $69 per year. That's 10 to 15 bucks cheaper than Amazon Prime. But unlike Amazon, Google isn't going to sell the stuff you buy. Instead, it's going to coordinate the delivery from brick-and-mortar stores like Walmart, Target, and Walgreens. Experts expect Google Shopping Express to join Google Wallet and Google Shopping, Google's suite of connected shopping tools. Will same-day shipping change the way you shop? Why stop at the store on your way home when you can order from the office and have it sitting at your house when you get there? Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Quite often we find ourselves thinking we should have done things sooner.
I love that we took this vacation.
I know. We should have done this a long time ago.
Sooner is just better than later. And now you don't have to wait till later to own the car of your dreams. Thanks to a surprisingly affordable certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And with exceptional 1.99% financing on select models, now through April 30th, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. And your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing. Quite often we find ourselves thinking we should have done things sooner.
Thank you, Penn.
That's very nice.
I love Penn's.
Okay. So, the bank websites yesterday around the country being knocked off because of the relentless cyber attacks that have been going on now for months. The bank website's been offline like 249 hours in the past 6 weeks.
Wow.
A couple of reports that I saw this morning suggest the heavy outages are the result of this sustained attack we've talked about before that came 7 months ago first and now has been banging away at Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and some of the other banks that now these people running the banks have their war rooms set up, hiring people who were caught doing this kind of stuff to try to figure out how they can stop all of the, you know, I mean, everybody's...
One of the thoughts is...
Bank of America or Wells Fargo or whatever, their accounts could be jeopardized.
They think it could be hackers and activists from the Middle East.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, between China and these hackers in the Middle East, and then just, you know, the crazy hackers that are just around the world.
It's amazing they wouldn't get anything done, isn't it?
It's unbelievable.
Well, it shows you how vulnerable you are.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we have nobody paying attention to this sort of thing, which is the real war, and all this fake, phony stuff with North Korea. He's not going to do anything, and he doesn't have the capability to screw around with websites. So where should the real focus be? Where should the real attention be? Shouldn't it be on these people that are trying to screw up our economy? It would seem to me that would be the place we would pay the most attention. But this is pretty serious stuff. 59 past the hour, or is it? Where am I on the...
Yes, it is. 59 past the hour.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
Pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
So now, it was 59 before, and it's still 59 now, right, Richie? Although a few seconds...
May have fibbed a little bit before. It was 58. Now, it's 59.
How thrilling it is.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry. Packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans. April 2nd through the 8th. With free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.